Postprandial blood sugar tests, how they work. Postprandial blood glucose tests can be performed using a few different methods. Oral glucose tolerance test, OGTT, is the traditional way postprandial blood sugar tests are performed in medical settings. This is considered the gold standard of postprandial blood sugar tests. During an OGTT, a person is required to drink an intensely flavored beverage that contains 75 grams of glucose. The test is done after a period of fasting, so previous meals don't influence results. Then they wait, seated and not moving around. A blood sample is typically taken at 30 minutes, 1 hour, and 2 hours after eating, and then plasma glucose is analyzed. A reading of under 140 milligrams per deciliter after 2 hours indicates normal glucose response. 140 to 200 milligrams per deciliter after 2 hours would indicate impaired glucose tolerance or prediabetes. Postprandial glucose levels above 200 milligrams per deciliter meet the criteria for type 2 diabetes. Continuous glucose monitor, CGM testing, has the advantages of not requiring a blood sample and allowing for the easy collection of multiple data points. Think a sample every few minutes rather than once per hour. You can assess postprandial blood sugar two ways. Area under the curve AUC analysis. This provides a wealth of information about your body's glucose tolerance because it measures what scientists call whole glucose excursion. Rather than just looking at the peak of a single spike, this essentially captures the whole time your glucose was above fasting levels after a meal, so we'll take into account how high the excursion was and how long it stayed elevated. AUC provides a more complete look at postprandial blood sugar levels and has been shown in some cases to be a more sensitive predictor of glucose tolerance and diabetes risk. Granular picture of important aspects of glucose response, like how quickly you spiked and returned to baseline, how high your peak was and the delta from baseline to peak, whether you experienced reactive hypoglycemia, whether you had a monophasic or biphasic spike. Glucometers are over-the-counter devices that allow you to measure glucose at home via a small blood sample from a finger prick. You can use them to take measurements at 30 minutes, 1 hour, and 2 hours following a meal. What is optimal postprandial blood sugar? According to the International Diabetes Federation, in a person without diabetes, a postprandial glucose response after a normal meal should not go above 140 milligrams per deciliter 1 to 2 hours after a meal. It's important to note that we should aim for even more narrow post-meal levels for optimal health. One study using CGM in people without diagnosed metabolic dysfunction found that the average postprandial glucose peak was 99 milligrams per deciliter plus or minus 10.5 milligrams per deciliter, far less than the IDF's recommendation of 140 milligrams per deciliter. Another study using CGM in a general population found most people spent 96% of their time between 70 and 140 milligrams per deciliter. We recommend trying not to exceed 110 milligrams per deciliter postprandial level, with no more than 30 milligrams per deciliter excursion from fasting glucose. This will ensure that glycemic variability, which is a measure of how spiky your glucose is fairly low. What impacts postprandial blood sugar levels? Postprandial blood sugar responses to the same meal can vary among people. While some of these differences can be chalked up to difficult-to-control factors like genetics and gut bacteria, other elements are within your control, including macronutrients. Carbohydrates are what drive postprandial glucose levels. Simple carbohydrates like sugar or refined carbs like white flour are likely to cause the most severe spike. Carbohydrates from fiber largely pass through your system undigested and actually help slow the absorption of glucose. Protein and fat can help lower glucose response because they signal the release of compounds like cholecystokinin, which slow the rate at which food leaves the stomach. Limiting the release of carbohydrates lowers the rate at which blood glucose enters the bloodstream, reducing peak postprandial blood sugar levels. The order of macronutrients also plays a role in glucose metabolism. Eating protein and fat before the carbohydrates can help blunt a glucose response, which will lead to lower postprandial glucose. In one study, people with normal glucose tolerance, impaired glucose, or type 2 diabetes ate 50 grams of cheese and a hard-boiled egg 25 to 30 minutes before taking an oral glucose tolerance test, drinking 75 grams of glucose. Participants who ate the preload showed lower glucose response than a group that didn't, and the effect size was greater for those who had greater glucose impairment. Other food-related factors. Vinegar can also reduce postprandial blood sugar levels. There's not a clear consensus why, but researchers speculate that it could be because vinegar helps slow the breakdown of carbohydrates and improves our cells' ability to absorb and use glucose. The type of vinegar doesn't seem to matter, so use whichever you like. Red wine, apple cider, rice wine, or balsamic. Just keep an eye out for added sugars. Most studies use 1 to 1.5 tablespoons of vinegar to achieve the postprandial glucose lowering effect. Cinnamon may also help stabilize blood sugar, either by mimicking insulin or increasing its effectiveness. There's no official recommended dose of cinnamon for people who want to reap its benefits. However, most of the existing research has found effects at doses between 1 and 6 grams. Sleep. Poor sleep is detrimental to metabolic health and is connected to high blood pressure and obesity. Interestingly, sleep deprivation has been shown to delay the peak release of glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1, an intestinal hormone that enhances the release of insulin following a meal. This may increase the level and duration of postprandial blood sugar elevation. Sleep deprivation also makes us acutely insulin resistant. Exercise. Exercise is one of the most powerful modulators of blood sugar control. Physical activity stimulates the movement of extra glucose transporters to the surface of muscle cells, allowing for the preferential uptake of blood sugar by our muscles. Exercise is shown to improve postprandial blood sugar levels in both short and long-term workout programs. Simply moving more throughout the day also helps. Studies show people exhibit better post-meal blood sugar control when they break up long bouts of sitting with less than 2 minutes of low to moderate intensity walking. Conclusion. Measuring postprandial blood sugar is a proven tool for monitoring our metabolic health. Since no two people eating the same food will experience the same change in blood glucose levels, postprandial blood sugar tests can tell you how your body responds to carbs and your insulin response. Knowing this can help you avoid blood sugar spikes and the potential damage they cause. Narrated by Joshua Alexander. Find this article and more at levelshealth.com.